Private property is what this country was founded on. And stealing it for a private venture, because that's what eminent domain for these people is going to be. Stealing their property for a private venture is not the New Hampshire tradition.
Unless you've been through eminent domain, you don't understand the pain, the cheat, the disrespect, everything that goes along with it to the landowner.
I just can't imagine the taking of private property by a private company. This is, it's atrocious. I believe this is un-American.
A project for purposes of private development is not entitled to eminent domain.
They have also passed legislation severely restricting wind power in Connecticut. Now, this is the same time that we are proposing an economic project that we don't need in New Hampshire, but they do need in Connecticut.
It is completely inappropriate that New Hampshire citizens should live in fear of takings by private projects for private gain.
You can give me $2 million, but I don't want to take it because I like that land better. I'm going to keep the land.
A lot of the nonprofits that hold easements on this land and hold this land do not have the funding to fight someone that's a large corporation.
Private developers and businesses should not be able to exercise this extraordinary power by taking private property to generate profits for a few investors and shareholders.
I am here defending the land over which I have stewardship and an apparently useless current use plan.
Taking people's houses and lands for private speculation or corporate profit is not the New Hampshire way.
This bill has everything to do with a willing buyer and a willing seller.
Especially the ones that seek to usurp private property rights by using eminent domain is un-American, unnecessary, and unwelcome here in the Granite State.
Protect what you have, because if you lose it, it's a bugger trying to get it back.
The New Hampshire Constitution establishes that property cannot be taken for corporate purposes, yet here we have a corporation and a foreign government clearly trying to obtain property to further their own ends.
Those that are taken for right-of-way will have the value of their property diminished.
How dare they do this? How dare they take this away from our family and this community? This land is not for sale.
It's about the people's rights to keep their property, to market their property, to do what they wish with their property within the bounds of the law and not have Northern Pass walking up to their homes with agents knocking on their doors saying, "Let me show you where we're going to put the power line." That's what they're doing.
They think that the state of New Hampshire is just going to lay down and die. It's not. It's live free or die here.
By now, you can see the fervor and the passion we all feel as right against might will prevail.
And you have to decide whether you support the landowners on private property rights when it comes to eminent domain, or you don't.
That is the message from property owners up and down the entire state of New Hampshire as they spoke before the legislature and as they spoke before the Department of Energy. And these issues still have not been settled yet. And that's what we are going to talk about in a number of aspects here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. Good morning to you, Bulldog Brian Tilton. Joining you now from 10 to noon right here on the Pulse at 1-866-823-1077 here on WTPL 1077 and on WTPLFM.com, where you can listen live online there and link up to our Facebook page where you can become a fan as well. There's two aspects to what we want to discuss with property rights, and you know that for a very long time we've been talking about House Bill 648. Which will be heard by the full Senate on January 18th. The time has not been set yet, as far as I know, on when the Senate will be debating it, whether it will be a morning session or an afternoon session. But certainly it's going to be an interesting session nonetheless, I suspect, as there are going to be some amendments that are going to be debated as well. We have one that we think is going to do a very good job at addressing all of the concerns on this. And also talk about a case that came very close to what an eminent domain proceeding would be. And that was what happened over the threat of a lawsuit by Northern Pass over the easement for the Balsams property. And the two kind of, in my mind, go hand in hand, because until we can find some way to protect private property rights and the ability of businesses to conduct in transactions, you know, a trust and a nonprofit entity without interference or threats of lawsuits, then nobody in this state is safe. Particularly as the monster of Northern Pass continues to pound on people's doors. 1-866-823-1077. Joining us in studio today is one of the sponsors of House Bill 648, Senator Jeanie Forrester of Meredith. Good morning to you, Senator Forrester.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me.
All right. And joining us also is State Representative Gene Chandler, who made the trip here from Bartlett. And good morning, Representative Chandler.
Good morning.
All right, well, we'll have that microphone pull a little bit closer to you there.
Good morning.
So, all right, very good. And so let's see. Let's begin with what happened at the Balsams. People who might have missed it going up to the Christmas holiday and the preparations. There was the sale of the conservation easement from the Tillotson Trust to the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests. And purchase and sales agreement was executed on that. And then came along Northern Pass, who thought it wasn't such a good idea.
Yeah, I think that's a number of us, including certainly a lot of people in the North Country, were very pleased when the initial sale was announced to the two local businessmen. Obviously, it's a little disappointing that the hotel is going to have to close for renovations for a period, but nonetheless, that's what it has to be to make it eventually into the resort that it has been. And so I think people have become accepting of that and understanding that's the best long-term solution.
Sure.
So we were pretty happy with the turn of events, with the Forest Society getting the easement and the sale going forward, until, as you say, then all of a sudden here comes Northern Pass again. And I think that's when I just, for myself, and tried to get a number of other people involved, and you had talked about it on your show, and I had called you, and and I wrote a letter and urged other people to write a letter to the charitable division in the state. And obviously we can talk about, I'm very pleased with their reaction and their results too. But I think this is just shows what's been going on, unfortunately, with this whole program. When Northern Pass first started, to me anyway, it seemed like, well, they just made this announcement they were going to do, and they felt everyone was just going to roll over and say, this is great, we'll sell some land and here we go. Well, they found out that's certainly not the case. So they upped the ante. That didn't work. So then they said, well, we'll give everyone the broadband or the internet or whatever up in the North Country. Well, then they finally realized they couldn't do that anyway, probably.
Right.
And then they said, well, we'll upgrade the COAS loop. We can do that. And so they just keep throwing money at it. And this is exactly what happened here. That first they came out and, you know, said that the trust has made the wrong decision because we actually offered more money than that. And as some of us pointed out,
Northern Pass offering $2.2 million, as opposed to Forest Society's $850,000.
Right. And as we pointed out, this trust is set up in a way that just the money, the financial involvement, is not their only goal. Certainly, probably that's almost their last one, really, because I think preservation and helping the North Country and things like that is what they're designed to do. And fortunately, the Attorney General saw that. So then that didn't seem to work. So then they threw some more money at it. They came back and said, well, we'll give some more money, and we'll give some money to the Colebrook Hospital and this and that. That just seems to be the pattern. And I don't think we've seen the end of it yet either. I hope we've seen the end of it on this particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
But as we go through this whole process, this seems to be their pattern, is just to continue to do this stuff.
As they may try to seek another route, because with all the property purchases through Coos County, they were making a straight run to the Balsams that a lot of people suspected, and then their fears were realized when Northern Pass made a bid for a right-of-way through the Balsams property. And, you know, the Tillotson Trust said no. And Northern Pass was, but here's $2.2 million for just this little slither of land going through there. And they're like, no, we still don't want to sell it to you. We want to, you know, we've been working with the Forest Society for 10 years, and Jack Savage will explain a lot of that again later on in this program today. But, you know, the fact is the purchase and sales agreement was made with the Forest Society. They've till January 15th to raise $850,000, and they're making some good progress with that so far. And then last week, on December about 20th or 22nd, that's when Dana Bisbee, an attorney for Divine Millamette, wrote a letter to the director of the Charitable Trust Division saying, but you should have sold it. You should force them to sell it to us. They should have sold it to us because, well, we offered more money, right. And by golly, we should have it.
I mean, they almost demanded. It wasn't just say, yeah. should you take a look at this? It said, you must. They're wrong. You have to interfere. And I think that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. And I think... more basic than that is the tactics that they've used throughout this whole process has caused a lack of trust in their motives. And as the representative said, they're throwing money at this. But I would say even not even money, they're throwing promises that they're not keeping. They talked about this wireless or broadband that they would provide, and that never mm-hmm. happened. And then they talked about, so they're throwing out promises that they never follow up on. And so for me, I have a real sense of not believing anything they say, and I applaud the trust for holding to and doing the deal with the Forest Society, which in my mind is very honorable association organization.
Sure.
And I just don't see it in Northern Pass. Why would you want to do business with somebody like that who you know, from day one have behaved very badly? They're bullies. The mm-hmm. tactics they have used have been inappropriate and really shameful. So
yeah, well, here's one example, and Representative Chandler, you probably saw this in the letter of intent from Northern Pass to the Tillotson Trust, where they said in that letter, in offering the $2.2 million, they said, in no event shall this letter be deemed to create any legally binding obligation on either party, and it is expressly acknowledged and agreed that until and unless a binding agreement is executed, either party may cease pursuing the transactions contemplated above for any reason or no reason. And so the trust said, no, we're not going to enter into an agreement with you, and we don't have to and we're not going to give you a reason. So what do? They go crying to the attorney general's office saying, well, they had to give us a reason, and they didn't. And how dare they say no to us? You should force them to say yes to us. And that was the thing. They said in that letter, force them to sell it to us, or we will litigate.
Right. And I think the issue, certainly in this particular instance, obviously Northern Pass is part of the equation. But this is bigger than just Northern Pass. This whole type of issue, where if a private company like this can interfere with the private goings-on of a trust set up to do something for the will of someone who died and left some money right. to be carried out his wishes, then we've got a real problem.
And sure.
And that's why I applaud the Charitable Division of the AG's office yeah. for stepping in so quickly and making that decision. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
But as you say, they can still litigate, I assume. I haven't gone.
Yeah, they may try.
I can't imagine, but then again, what they've done so far, nothing would surprise me. But
well, at the very least, they could try to gum up the works and waste a whole bunch of people's resources in this too, because they didn't say in the letter who they'd litigate against.
Right.
They didn't say, gee, we're gonna litigate against the Attorney General's office, mm-hmm. or we're gonna litigate against the Forest Society, or we're gonna litigate against the trust, or
the new owners, maybe. I don't
yeah,
know.
Right. Exactly. You know. So this is why it's important not only to protect that land even more, but also to work on House Bill 648 so that we can try to stop these kinds of threats. Because, Jeannie, as I have drawn the parallel that letter and the threats contained in that letter and the demands in there are very similar to what an eminent domain proceeding looks like. It's
right.
no different. You're asking an authority of the state to force someone to sell off the land that they don't want to sell to.
Right. I think that this latest tactic relative to the land that they're trying to buy from the Balsams, it does go to 648, and the tactics that they're using, and we have to protect private property rights, and mm-hmm. The House spoke, and I'm very proud of them, 317 to 51 on 648. They had no doubt. They understood what this was all about. And the Senate, it's stuck in the Senate, and I still have it just boggles my mind. I don't understand what is so hard for senators to understand on this issue. It's basic private property rights. And the same thing with the governor. And the governor has said many, many times, people don't want it, it's not going to happen. But it has to be more than that. The people, and it's just not in the North Country, it happens to be the North Country today. But next week it could be southern New Hampshire.
Exactly. And it could be New Hampton. It could be Concord.
And it is New Hampton, actually.
Yeah.
everyone needs to understand that the state or our elected officials understand private property rights and are going to stand up for those private property rights. It's no more than that.
Right, and I want to talk with you because we'll have to take a break very shortly, so I want to keep you on for a few more moments to talk more about House Bill 648, what's coming up in just a couple of weeks on that. But Representative Chandler, for people who don't know, who may still not quite understand what the Tillotson Trust was set up to do, what Neil Tillotson's wishes were, let's talk about that, you being from the North Country, which would benefit from that trust and what it was all set up to do anyway.
I'm not quite in the North Country, as I refer to myself. Well, almost the North Country, but I'm up in the North Country a lot, so I know a lot of the people.
You're above the notch.
I'm below the notch, and I understand what they do. And this trust was set up, and it has provided great things for the North Country. There's no question about it. But certainly one of their premier things, and I don't have the list with me, I think the first thing when you read what's in that trust is preservation, and land preservation is what that trust is supposed to try to do and provide for the wishes of the people in the North Country. Well, that mm-hmm. means that doesn't mean you just buy them off all the time. It means what are the wishes of the people? Obviously, the vast majority at this point in time in the North Country are opposed to this Northern Pass. So
it's quite evident, yes.
The trust, I think, and that's what made the Attorney General's office his decision, I assume, so easy and quick. He read the trust agreement mm-hmm. and looked to see what they did and said, yeah, you're following this right to the letter. There's no problem. So right. I congratulate everyone. And once again, I don't mean to be repetitive, but I think that was just a great decision, a quick one, and it was in the best interest, I believe, in the people in the North Country.
I was surprised at how quick that decision came out. It came out Friday afternoon,
before
Christmas Eve. But yes, in fact, I posted that approval letter on my website at briantilton.com, both on the homepage as well as on the Northern Pass page, so that people can read that. And because it's a very good read, and the director of the Charitable Trust Division reviewed it with the Attorney General himself just to make sure that we had a full review of this. And do you agree? Yeah, this is fine. Yeah, here, do it.
I even got a response from them to my letter.
Because you did write a letter. What did you say in the letter?
Well, just that kind of what we've been saying here, that it is, I hope that he would look at and follow the wishes of what Neil Tillotson wanted, and the trust I felt had done that, and that this was just completely off base. But I was, so he actually responded to my letter that quickly, too.
Okay.
So I guess they're doing a good job over there.
Good, yeah. Well, I wrote a letter, too, and I shared it with our listeners as well, and a lot of people wrote letters. I don't know how many letters they received, but I can only imagine it was probably in the hundreds.
I hope so.
Very good. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here. We'll take a time out. We'll continue our conversation with State Representative Gene Chandler from Bartlett, State Senator Jeannie Forrester from Meredith, and we'll talk about House Bill 648, what lies ahead in the Senate as far as the property rights legislation at 1-866-823-1077. Brian@BrianTilton.com is our email address, where you can also shoot me an email if you'd like as well. So as we continue the conversation, it's very interesting. I go back for just a second in looking at what Northern Pass's own language was in that letter to a letter of intent to the Tillotson Trust. And, it's like, this is their own language. But, of course, what are they saying? Do unto others whatever you want. And never accept no for an answer. Bulldog Live continues on the Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the Pulse.